February 10, 1919. Jesus asks Lisa whether she wants to live in his will, whether she wants to accept the office of second link with his humanity, and whether she wants to accept his love as her own, and his will as life. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus came, and taking my hands in his own, he held them tightly, and with a majestic affability said to me, "My daughter, tell me, do you want to live in my will? Do you want to accept the office of second link with my humanity? Do you want to accept all my love as your own? My will is life, and the very pains which the divinity inflicted on my humanity, which were so many that my love feels the irresistible need not only to make them known, but to share them, as much as it is possible for a creature? I can share them and make them known only to one who lives in my will, all at the expense of my love. My daughter, it is my usual way to ask for the yes of the creature, to then operate freely with her." Jesus remained silent, as if he was waiting for my fiat. I was surprised, and I said, "My life, Jesus, your will is mine. You, yourself, unite them together and form one single fiat, so I will say yes together with you. I beg you to have mercy on me. My misery is great, and only because you want it, I say, fiat, fiat." But, oh, how annihilated and pulverized I felt in the abyss of my nothingness. More so, since this nothing was called to live in the all. So, my sweet Jesus united the two wills together and impressed a fiat. My yes entered into the divine volition, and it seemed to be not a human, but a divine yes, because it had been pronounced in the will of Jesus. This yes in the divine will multiplied into many, for as many refusals as the creatures gave to my sweet Jesus. It made the most solemn reparations and embraced everyone, as though wanting to bring everyone to Jesus, substituting for all. It was a yes which had the seal and the power of the divine volition, pronounced not out of fear, nor for interest of personal sanctity, but only to live in the will of Jesus, to run for the good of all, and to bring to Jesus divine glory, love and reparations. My lovable Jesus seemed so happy with my yes that he said to me, "Now I want to adorn you and clothe you like me, so that you may come with me before the majesty of the Eternal One, to repeat my own office." So, Jesus clothed me, as though identifying me with his humanity, and we found ourselves together before the Supreme Majesty. I don't know how to say it. This majesty was an inaccessible, immense, varied light of incomprehensible beauty, on which everything was dependent. I remained dissolved in it, and even the humanity of Jesus was little. Just to enter the air of this light was delightful, embellishing. But I don't know how to go on to explain. My sweet Jesus said, "Adore the uncreated power together with me in the immensity of my will, so that not I alone, but also another creature may adore in the divine manner, and in the name of all her brothers of the generations of all centuries, the one who created everything, on whom all things are dependent." How beautiful it was to adore together with Jesus! We multiplied ourselves for all. We placed ourselves before the throne of the Eternal One, as though to defend him from those who would not recognize the Eternal Majesty, or would even insult it, and we ran for the good of all to make it known. We did other acts, Jesus and I together, but I feel that I don't know how to go on. My mind wavers and cannot lend me the right words. Therefore I will not go on. If Jesus wants, I will come back to this point. Then, my sweet Jesus brought me back into myself. But my mind remained bound to an eternal point from which it could not move. Jesus, help me to correspond to your graces. Help your little daughter, help the little spark.